The Mustang Sports Network from sfmsports.net.
Coach Paul Cantabene joins us here on the All Access Post Game Show. Coach, we've seen a lot of things, but that defensive stand to end the game, I think that was about 6 minutes there. Yeah. That was something else to watch.
I mean, they did a great job. You know, they're tough kids, and they understand how to play. We've gotten so much better defensively from the beginning of the year to where we are now. But, you know, we got to get to some ground balls. We didn't clear it very well. I thought we really shot ourselves in the foot clearing the ball all night. We did a terrible job. We're all running up the field over there. Nobody's back. We're all discombobulated. So I thought we did a real poor job doing that. I thought we were terrible on offense. I mean, I just think that was one of our worst offensive possessions. But luckily, we have some talented kids that made some unbelievable plays to score goals. And that's what happened. But we have to get a lot better on offense for us to do things. Tonight was a day off for us. It's not how we played offense over the last six or seven games. And that's a little disappointing. But, you know, we made enough plays to win. And thank God we just got it. You know, Tim Pauls, who coaches our defense, did an unbelievable job. And I think our guys buy in the defense now. That's something that we weren't really getting at the beginning of the year. They're really buying into how we need to play.
Coach, you talk about the offense struggling a little bit in the game. When you guys were having success, you guys were having good spacing and moving the ball on the perimeter to the backside. What does it take to get everybody to buy into that all the time versus just, you know, sometimes when you're out there?
Well, there are a lot of coaches who coach offense would like to know that, Nick, when things break down a little bit. But I think we just got a little flustered because they had the ball so much. You know, they're just such a slow, and we couldn't get the stall calls called at all. And, you know, and it was really tough how they called it. And it was the first time I've ever been in a game against a top five team that the other team didn't foul. You know, I thought we were getting fouled quite a lot, and there weren't any calls, and I thought that was pretty disappointing. So the calls we got were kind of, I don't know, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, we just have to, you know, we have to adjust to that better. We have to play more solidly in the fourth quarter. We only get seven shots in the second half. It's not how we play. I mean, that's really bad, especially getting out shots 17-2 in the fourth quarter. You know, we need to do a much, much better job.
Garrett Egnicek made 10 saves, and it felt like it might have been even more than that from up here. Yeah. A couple of those really spectacular on the doorstep types of saves. Yeah. This is a young man as a freshman who is just playing an unbelievable
level. Yeah, well, Garrett's really talented. You know, we got, you know, and he's doing a good job being big in the goal and making, using his body, but I think his defense is helping him as well. And we just kept letting them throw the ball behind, and they were jamming it back to the backside, doing a really good job rolling guys off and throwing it to the backside, and we weren't recognizing that real well. And they got us a few times, but I thought we did a good job shutting down the crease after a while. And making it tough for them. So everything they did is kind of tough. So they're just so methodical in how they go about. They're slow and they throw it and they really kind of break you down. And that's what they want to do. They want 3 minute possessions, you know. So that's, you know, that's part of the game. We have to adjust when teams do that to us.
Coach, just looking at the faceoff stats, you guys says you guys won 11 of 27, I think. Yeah. But I felt Nathaniel did a really good job of some forcing some scrum situations in the middle of the field, and then he won a bunch to himself forward.
Yeah, I mean, he won 11 faceoffs out of the 20. He did a great job. You know, he's getting better all the time. So, you know, he's done a great job. And over the second half of Lynchburg, he was 8 of 9 doing this. But we did turn it over a few times, but he did cause us chances to get a few goals as well. So he's doing a good job. We just have to do a much better job of being stronger with the ball. And I thought he got pushed in a few of them and got knocked down. And a few things he wasn't getting the benefit of some of the calls. So, I mean, he did a good job.
You mentioned guys making some special plays to score goals. You brought one of them up here with you tonight, but who had the better behind-the-back look tonight? Was that Corbin or Tompkins?
Well, you know, I got to give it to Corbin, I think, but Tompkins was pretty good. You know, Corbin was a little farther out, wasn't looking at the goal. Matt kind of, I think he set Colin up for that one. He kind of knew it was coming, but still a great goal. Matt's such a talented player off the ball. I thought all three of his goals were really special goals, and I think, you know, once we told him to kind of put the ball high in this kid a little bit, they went. You know, he's shooting low early on and kind of saving because Caleb gets so big low, takes all that away, so I thought he did a great job adjusting. And then the shot, you know, to get us up 8-5 going in the second half was a really big, was really a big goal for us because they just scored one when I thought we were trying to hold for the last shot. And Donnie made a terrible play trying to throw it back to the backside and they got a goal off of it. I'm like, geez, we should have been up 4 because Donnie's like, well, Donnie thought I had a layup. And I'm like, well, whatever. And so, so these kids kill me sometimes. So, but then Matt, you know, got the face off and Matt made the big play off of it. And that's what you got to do to win these games against top five teams. You know, we're 3-2 against top five teams now in the country. That was our ninth game against the ranked team. That's a tough schedule to be great all the time. When you play that many times and play great against all those times, you know, they haven't played that schedule. Nobody in the country has played that type of schedule, and I think it's made us tougher to understand how to win games. And as you saw in the last 6 minutes, we made the plays and defensively to win games, and that's how you get to the NCAA tournament. That's how you get to the championship games if you make that kind of, you play that kind of special defense.
Coach, quick turnaround. We'll see you back here tomorrow night. Thanks.
That's right.
Time.
We play again tomorrow, right? Oh, geez. You better get going.
Thank you, Coach. Coach Paul Cantabene spending a few minutes with us. Let's welcome in Matt Tompkins now to the All Access Post Game Show here on the Mustang Sports Network, powered by sfmsports.net. All right, Matt, who's behind the back goal was better, yours or Wade's?
I can't say. I don't really know. But
I'm giving you the credit on this one. On the run, near corner. Come on.
I had to make up for the, you know, the RIT one.
Yeah. We were talking about it a little bit on the broadcast. Yeah, so.
I needed to make up for that one, so.
No, so Matt, tonight, you know, tough game offensively for you guys. Coach and I were just talking about the spacing offensively. I know that's a big thing in this offense. It's a motion offense, so spacing is key. How do you get everybody on the same page working together when things aren't going your way offensively?
Oh, well, you know, we just got to stay positive. We can't get down on ourselves. Just keep moving the ball, and eventually we have good enough players to make plays, so we just got to stay focused and keep playing hard, and hopefully we get good shots.
Matt, how much has the play of this defense helped lift you guys? That they've been unbelievable now throughout the past month. How much has that really helped you guys get going?
Well, you know, it's a huge help because sometimes we throw the ball away pretty quickly, and they're going down for a long time. So we need to do a better job of holding the ball for them and taking some pressure off of them.
Matt, you know, Glenn and I were talking about during the broadcast, I think you guys have learned to win games a lot of different ways, whether that's scoring a bunch of goals or playing really tough defense. What is that? How's that guys going to help you guys as you guys progress in the conference schedule and then hopefully into the NCAA tournament?
Well, it's huge because our confidence is just going to skyrocket, and we know when we get into a tough situation that we can pull it out as we did the last couple of games. So it's a huge help for us, and it's a huge help down the road.
Matt, this team started 1-3, and the schedule did not get any easier from there. What has changed that you guys are now 7-4 as you get into the meat of conference play?
You know, it's not much that's changed. It's just more of a keeping at it and playing hard all the time and coming to practice and keep playing hard, watching film, doing all that kind of stuff, and just staying positive and keep doing things that we need to do to win games.
Matt Tompkins, 3 goals tonight. Congratulations on a big win, and we'll see you back out here tomorrow.
All right, thank you.